Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. And I have the show here called Torah Life Ministries, where I talk about the instructions and guidelines of our wonderful Creator. And it's known as the Torah, found in the foundation of all the Scripture, the first five books, known as the guidelines and instructions, which many Christians often mistake as the law. But it's really not a law. It's the guidelines and instructions. As I always say, even if it was a law, you know, you work so hard to follow the laws of the government. Why not work just as hard to follow the wonderful laws of the one who created us, who says, I know every hair on our head? Well, we are amongst a time here right now where there's a lot of things going on in terms of the, we could say, holy days, we could say holidays, or as I like to refer to them as Hallmark holidays. And we're going to discuss all three of those things. We're during the Feast of Hanukkah right now, which I believe is probably one of the most important biblical times throughout all Scripture, this event. And I have other teachings on that on my website on TorahLifeMinistries.org. That's TorahLifeMinistries.org. But today I want to talk a little about this day called Christmas, or Christmas, or Christmas, or as some would say, Xmas. We're going to be talking about that today on the show. If you think you know about this day, or if you think you know what this day represents, or if you think this day is something that you are interested in observing, just sit back and listen to the show today, and you could enjoy the rerun if you like what you hear, or even if you have a question about what you hear, on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or the station you're listening to this to. We come on the radio each week here in South Florida, and we also come on the internet through various stations. You could just check the local station you're listening to this to see where the rebroadcast will be. Now, I first want to start off with Proverbs 14:12. And Proverbs 14:12 says, "There's a way that seems right, but there's a way that seems right, but ends in death." So each person has a way that seems right to them, but it ends in death. And yes, physically we're all going to die, but it's talking about a spiritual death. So we all have what we think is doing is the ideal way to do them, but is it really the best way to be doing them, or so to say, the scriptural way to be doing these things? Now, it is not my goal. I don't have an agenda when I do this teaching here today. I don't have an agenda or a goal to offend or appease or just any goals at all. I just want to give you the truth. And what you decide to do with that, that's up to you. It's my prayer that your eyes would be opened. Our Creator would open your eyes and you would so-called come out of Babylon, which so many people are stuck in, and we would realize these things. But many of us today can pretty much agree that the idea of Santa Claus is fake. I mean, that I don't have to convince, persuade, or discuss or argue with people. I mean, most people, maybe other than your three-year-old daughter or son, will understand and believe that Santa Claus is just a myth. Santa Claus is fake. And I'm here to tell you today, and I invite you to listen to the whole program before you turn this off or turn the station, because this is an important information. But I'm here to tell you that Christmas is just as fake as Santa Claus. And Christmas is fake as well. Christmas is not a real day. It's just something that was made up, just like Santa Claus was made up. Now, it does have some roots that we're going to be discussing. But where did Christmas come from? And should so-called believers be observing this day? Well, you know, you listen today and I'll let that up to you to decide. But we say people, you know, I tell people about the roots of Christmas, them coming from pagan origins, and people saying, oh, of course they are, but that's not what we're celebrating it. We're celebrating the birth of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. That's what many of them say. But they're not celebrating or doing anything about Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. You know, they're not observing anything about Yeshua. They say we're observing the birth of Yeshua. No, they're not. Yeshua means nothing to people today, and because it says a person is known by their fruit. So they're not following him. That's like people that say, well, your Sabbath is on Saturday, but mine's Sunday, so I keep Sabbath on Sunday. Well, first of all, the Sabbath is Saturday, but if you keep it on Sunday, well, keep it on Sunday then, but you're not keeping it on Sunday. Everyone that says that, they're not keeping the Sabbath on Sunday or observing a Sabbath on Sunday. They're doing everything that they do every other day of the week. So to say something like, we're not celebrating the pagan origins of Christmas, we're celebrating the birth of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. Well, if you really believe that, then you should be following the one you call King, Messiah, and Savior. Don't disagree and disobey and live against what he's saying to do, and then say you're taking this day out to celebrate his birthday if you're not doing that. You know, there's a scripture in Matthew 15:8. Matthew 15:8 says, "These people draw unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. As I said, it says a person is known by their fruits. You know, so we can do all the lip service in the world. You know, some people think, I said a prayer, so now I'm secured in the kingdom. Well, if your actions aren't following that prayer, if your heart hasn't changed, you're not secured in anything, but anything good at least. The enemy has deceived many people out there, and we're going to look at this thing called Christmas or Christ Mass that so many people, you know, even if you're, you know, at least, you know, it's a mass, Christ Mass. And so if you're Catholic, at least you have an excuse to say it's part of a Catholic tradition for me to observe this day. But what are other Christians that aren't Catholic? What are they doing observing this day? It's a mass. I mean, you don't go to a Catholic Mass any Sunday out of the whole year. So why would you go on Christ Mass? Oh, boy. And, you know, look, I have a list that I do of the dumb things people do. And just in general, Paul Neeson's top 20 dumb things people do. And, you know, it's normal things like shooting up fireworks in the air and blowing them up for no reason but to see flames in the sky. And just things that we don't think about, but we do. And I have to put on that list. I mean, let's step aside from actually the whole, the roots of Christmas for a second. Or Xmas and all these other lies and deception about it. Let's step aside from that. One of the dumbest thing people do is they actually go outside their house and they cut down a tree and bring it in their house. I mean, to make it even worse, they don't even go outside and cut down the tree. They actually pay somebody who cut down a tree. And then they put that tree and stand it up in their house. And it's one thing if you like the decoration of a tree, if you like that kind of atmosphere in your house and you like the outdoors, indoors, I mean, do it all year. Don't just do it one day, 1 week out of the year, and then create all this work and extra work. And because you're not doing it because you like the decoration of it, you're doing it because you're caught up in the deception of the so-called season. That's why so many people are doing this. And some people say, I'm not going to get a real tree. You're right, that is kind of dumb. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a fake tree. And then when, you know, instead of throwing it out at the end of the year, I'll just store it up in my attic, collect dust or something, or put it in my garage, collect dust. And then they put stuff on the tree. They go out and they buy money to put stuff on the tree. I mean, so it's not, you know, folks, celebrating Christmas is not evil because it's not a real day. It's like worshiping an idol. That's not really an idol. You make an idol out of it. But, you know, so celebrating Christmas, it's a fake day. So it's not technically evil to celebrate something that's nothing. I mean, you know, if you're not worshiping the pagan part of it, then you're not doing an evil thing by supposedly celebrating the birth of our Creator, even though that's not the day he was born. But now putting a tree in your house, that's a whole nother story. That is goes directly against Scripture, because Scripture clearly tells us in Jeremiah that it's evil. Don't follow the wicked customs and practices of the pagans that did it during those times. And it completely describes the whole idea of the Christmas tree. And Jeremiah was not only a prophet, well, he was a prophet, but he was an amazing prophecies that come true and came through. And Christmas tree is just one of the most common ones out there. So we got the Christmas tree. That's on the list. Another one is, you know, and if anyone's getting offended, go and look at the research, please, before you say anything. But please, I invite you to put your comments on my website. And the other one is, okay, I'm going to stand outside in freezing weather in the snow and ice to raise my electric bill and put Christmas lights on my house for 1 week out of the year. That's not, even though lights are bright, that's not the brightest idea in my opinion. But stepping aside for all of that, let's get back to the seriousness of the sadness of this day. Because December 25th, the day we so-called made up that say, oh, it's a day that we're celebrating the birth of somebody who we don't even follow. And I don't say we because I follow Yahshua. And he was born, by the way, he was born during the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as Sukkot. And all the biblical times line up. But Christmas is not a biblical time. It's nowhere in the scriptures. It's actually the birthday of Tammuz, the sun god. And people are actually created Christmas to so-called do something good on that bad day. But that's not the day of Yeshua. And so the day people are not following, December 25th, or the fellow, or Yeshua Messiah, people are not following. There's more pagan idolatry and mass idolatry taking place on that day than any other day out of the whole year. That's like the antithesis of the whole message of Yeshua to begin with. And so on his birthday, this is the day we're going to go and we're going to do everything he told us not to do. In one day, we're going to do all of it, from drinking to gluttony to just worshiping gifts and games and toys and trees and people and all these different things. You know, Christmas is not from our wonderful Creator. It's just not. And, you know, and it's not honoring to Yeshua to say, I'm going to celebrate his birthday on a day that's not his. I'm going to call him somebody he's not. And I'm also going to live against how he told us to live. You know, it's actually a false worship of him. But this is how Satan deceives us into doing these particular things. So these are things we need to wake up about, and we need to pray that our eyes be opened. You know, and it's certainly the Christmas or the Xmas is certainly in no way inspired by the so-called Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. You know, because the Holy Spirit is not inspired by him. You know, it's, you give a party each year for your family members and your friends that have died, your loved ones. I mean, on the day, you know, it's just crazy that people would remember Yeshua by giving somebody else a gift from a store, instead of just thinking about who he is and what he did for us. He died from us. He set us free from death row. That's what he did. He set us free from death row. You know, he didn't just set us free from our sins. He set us free from the death sentence that we were deserved, that we're supposed to have. And how do we repay him for that? You know, do we follow his ways? Do we follow his guidelines and instructions the way he tells us to live? You know, no. Instead, we've been so far removed from the scriptures that we don't even take the word death or he died for us seriously. I mean, if you are going to think about the birth of somebody who died for you, you know, think about, I mean, let's think about their death. But if you want to think about their birth, I mean, think about this with, hey, this person isn't around anymore. This person was beaten and killed for me. So I'm going to have some type of emotional connection to this. I'm not just going to call my friend up, let's have a beer and give each other gifts. I'm going to be really digging into his word, and I want to give him thanks by being observant to his guidelines and instructions and his Torah. But this just isn't what's taking place today. And it's supposed to be one thing, but it's certainly not a time or a season that a revival in a church and upbuilding the church. No, it's not. You know, instead it's spreading physical and spiritual pollution everywhere. How people are just completely ignoring his word all year. And it's like they're almost mocking him, because then they're going to a big meeting with a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of other people that are ignoring his word all year, that don't even come to church except for this one day out of the whole year. And they go and they talk about, you know, all the things that they should be doing, but they're actually not doing. And most of all, they're not honoring him. They're not following him. They're pretty much mocking him by saying, we're going to celebrate this day by having no reverence to him at all. And this is something we need to get serious about, folks. And, you know, do you know that the truth about Christmas, and if you look at the pagan roots about Christmas, when Christmas first started in the United States, it was actually outlawed in some states. It was against the law. From 1659 to 1681, it was literally against the law. It was outlawed. It was banned. Nobody celebrated Christmas. If you look back at the hymns and the hymn books, you know, no, that Christmas wasn't even mentioned in these books. Until, of course, Homok cards got involved, and first Satan got involved, and he, just like he deceived Eve to eat the apple, he's deceiving many Christians today to thinking this has something to do with the scriptures, when they're ignoring the most important, probably the most important event of all of scripture, Hanukkah. Hanukkah isn't only about candles with lights. Hanukkah is, I would say, the most, besides the death and resurrection of our Messiah, Hanukkah is probably the most important event of all of scripture to believers, or at least it should be. But the enemy has deceived us from even looking into that, even had man take it out of the Bible. You know, the book of Maccabees completely wiped it out of the Bible, which it should be in the Bible. At least the Catholic Bible still has that book in the scriptures, because it is an amazing, inspired book. But you look at the story of the Maccabees, and then you think about how the enemy has deceived so many believers, or so-called believers today. And then on top of that, Hallmark Holidays wants to build on top of this. So you have this big Christmas season, which everything runs around Christmas. Every financial thing, you know, every thing of worship, everything of everything runs without Christmas, runs around Christmas. And this is just how far we've come from the truth and how bad it has been. You know, it says in the Bible, it says, you know, I know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. That's if we stick to our Creator's plans. You know, celebrating the birth of our Messiah at a time when it wasn't his birth, or even celebrating it anyway, but even at the time it wasn't his birth, it's not in his plans to take a pagan holiday, one of the most pagan holidays of all of scripture, the birth of an evil person, and change your birthday to be the same day. That's like saying, well, Hitler was born on this particular day. Well, my birthday is really this day, but I'm going to go and celebrate my birthday on the day Hitler's birthday was, because people might celebrate Hitler's birthday, so I want them to know it was my birthday. That's just, it doesn't make any sense, but that's what people do, and that's what many people have been deceived to believe. So it's Hitler's birthday, but it's this evil man, but, you know, I'm going to change my birthday and just say people, well, I was really born this day, but I'm going to say it was this day. And that's what they've done with Christmas. You know, Yeshua wasn't born on December 25th, Tammuz was. And I have videos on my website, and there's enough videos on the internet and information out there now to reveal the truth and this. But it says, I know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster. So if you go against our Creator's plans, you get the antithesis of that, the opposite of that. You get disaster and not good. That is the problem right there, folks. You're not, you know, it doesn't do anything to me when you're observing and worshiping a Christ Mass. It's not about me. It's about the opposite of our Creator's plans for you. His plan says good and not disaster. Well, the opposite of that is living against his plan. And for that, it says it's disaster and not good. He says he wants to give you a future and a hope. If you follow his plan, that way you have a future and a hope. It even goes on saying in the scriptures, in Ezekiel says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. And you might say, well, it's not wicked to keep Christ Mass. It's not wicked. Well, folks, look in the scriptures for yourself and do the research yourself of these days and exactly what you're doing on these days. If you are getting up on December 25th, and you are getting on your knees, and you are crying the whole day with tears in your eyes for our wonderful Messiah who was beat and died for us who never deserved it. And you're there that whole day for 24 hours on your knees, even 23 hours or 22 hours or even 1 hour, on your knees crying, emotionally connected to it. And you lock yourself in your house, and you read your scriptures, and you make a vow to get right with his words and give that to him as you want to give a gift for Christ Mass to somebody, okay, say, Yeshua, I haven't been following you. Now I want to follow your Torah, your guidelines and instructions. And starting this day, the day that the world says is your day of birth, even though I know it's not, I am going to remember you taking a beating and died for me, and I'm going to read, study, learn, and follow your Torah. You want to observe Christ Mass? Observe it that way. But when you go out into this world and you take the wickedness of this world, and you start, you know, bringing that stuff into your house and observing it and doing those things, yes, it is a wicked thing. It's, you know, it says in your scriptures, if you follow my ways, all will be well with you. His ways. Hanukkah, you know, Sukkot, you know, Passover, Shavuot. These things most Christians never even heard of, but they're right in the scriptures. You know, that's what would Yeshua do? Well, Yeshua observed Hanukkah. You know, you look at the, you want to look at birthdays in scripture? You look at, go look at the John the Baptist, you know, who got his head cut off on a birthday celebration. You know, there wasn't a birthday, you know, you want to celebrate birthdays today and take a cake out and put candles on it and follow that pagan worship and things like that? Go right ahead, you know, follow the pagans and don't follow the scriptures and don't call that wicked, but scripture speaks for itself. That's what it says, you know, about the fruit, the person, the fruit showing. You know, so follow my ways and all will be well with you. How many of you listening today want all to be well with you? Not something, but all to be well with you. You know, James 4:17 says, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. To know good and not do it, to him it is sin. I am telling you folks right now what scriptures say. Scriptures say it is good to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, found in the first five books, starting in Genesis. Yes, folks, the Bible starts in Genesis. And going all the way through the first five books, that is known as the Torah, the foundation, the guidelines and instructions. That's what good is. So to know it, and I've just told you what it is, so you can't say you never heard it before. And if you read the words of Yeshua, what did he do? He taught in the synagogues every day the Torah, the guidelines and instructions. What does it say in Timothy? It says, you know, every word of scripture is profitable for man. There was no New Testament at that time. They were talking about the Torah. So to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. To know good and not do it, to him it is sin. I'm calling you out there today that are listening. I'm calling you out and say, stop seeking sin. Stop seeking sin. Now, is observing Christ's Mass a sin? Well, not according to Scripture. According to Scripture, sin is transgression of the Torah. Technically, I would say possibly it is a sin, because it says, you know, observe my ways and don't observe the pagan days and feast days. Well, you know, if you consider yourself observing that, then it is a sin. But if you say, well, you're not observing it that way, you're observing, you know, the birth of Christ, or the birth of the one you call Christ, his name's Yeshua. If you're observing that, well, you know what? You're a liar. You're a liar. Because you couldn't celebrate and observe the birth of our wonderful Messiah and live against his words with joy on a daily basis. And scriptures say liars aren't getting into the kingdom. So you need to repent, you need to get right with the word, and you need to take this message seriously, because this message will save your life. You know, so if you're going to go to a Christ Mass for one day out of the year or every day out of the year, you know, start living righteously, which is right with his word, if you want to get what he promised you, folks. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator Yahweh. And that's it. We need to praise him every single day. Just like I tell people to go to church on Saturday instead of Sunday, they go, well, I can go and worship any day of the week. I go, well, then why don't you? You know, and then the people say, well, you know, I can celebrate his birth any day of the year. Well, why don't you do it when it is his birthday, during Sukkot? You know, why do you have to have and desire to have a pagan connection to this day? And then some people say, well, I don't want to offend. I don't want to offend anyone. You know, well, you're offending our Creator when you take his day and you celebrate it on a day that's not his. You offend our Creator when you say you believe in him and you don't follow or seek to follow his guidelines and instructions. You offend our Creator when you take his name in vain and use a name that's not even his. And you're worried about offending your friends because you're not going to go to Christmas dinner, but you offend him? Folks, the scriptures speak for itself. You either believe in the Bible or you don't. And many people are reading it. And it's not that they don't believe it. They're deceived. The enemy has closed their eyes shut. And our Creator says, you are not ready. Your eyes are not going to be opened yet until you seek. It says, if you seek, you shall find. Well, I'm calling you out as a fellow sinner. I am a sinner as well. I'm calling you out as a sinner. And I'm saying, repent. Repent. Change your ways. Change your desires. You see, folks, I'm a sinner just like everyone that's listening. I'm a sinner. The only difference is I repented for my sin. I hate sin. I hate everything to do with sin. You know, I get upset when I sin. And I know because I have that regretful heart for sin, his mercy covers me. I don't take pride and I don't take joy in the sin, and I don't make excuses that his death set me free and allowed me to sin. So, folks, we got to get right with his word, and I'll say it over and again. That's what righteousness is. And a great time to be starting, would be take a stand, would be during this time of Christ Mass. And I'm going to say it now. You know, I'm not going to say no Christian has any right to celebrate the birth of Messiah on a day that's not his. I won't even say that. I'll say if you're going to do it, at least do it in a way that's going to give reverence to him. Get on your knees, pray. Let's see some tears in those eyes. Let's see some serious promises and repentance made to him about changing your ways, your lives, and your desires. But don't go get drunk with a funny hat on your head and worship a tree. You know, let's start getting his name right and calling him by his true name. Let's start living and reading the Torah. Take this new season out to start reading the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. You have a great opportunity to do that and take a stand. You know, and remember, the scriptures tell us, you know, that we will be blessed for our obedience. Yes, we have his mercy. We have his grace. His blood set us free, not so we would go live in sin. It set us free so we would get right with his true days, his real days, and his real name, and his real instructions and guidelines. And we'd stop being deceived by the world. And that's why I have this radio show here, is that's what I want people to understand and believe. So if you have any loved ones that are going to invite you over for Christmas or Christ Mass, well, if you decide to go and partake in that, you know, share this message with them. Don't go there and just start partaking in everything they're doing and think there's nothing wrong with it. Go there and tell them the truth. Teach them the truth. And if they get offended, you know, I've been offending my Creator for so long. Well, now I'd rather offend people instead of offending him. He says, they will hate you because of me, he says in his scriptures. You know, and one day that everyone would have this word and everyone would see it and everyone would live it, that people would find joy in his word and nobody would be offended by the truth. But that day is not upon us now. So I just pray that everyone that listens, that somebody, their eyes will be opened. You can contact me if you're watching this over the internet. You can get my information on the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. If you're listening to this on the radio, you're welcome to call me. The number's at the end of the show. And it's also, in the directory of the website you're watching this on. Folks, I wish you a safe and blessful season, whatever you decide to do with that. That's up to you, and I thank you for taking the time out to listen to me. I'm on the station that you're hearing me each week, the same time, whether it's on a radio in South Florida or one of the internet stations. I thank you and pray that your eyes will be opened as my eyes were, and our eyes continue to be open together, and iron continue to sharpen iron. Thank you very much, and hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
On the nights when the dark lasts a little bit longer, when the wind and the storm is a little bit stronger, when the fear in my heart digs a little bit deeper, and when my faith to stand gets a little bit weaker, where could I run to? Where could I go? Even when it feels like my world is shaking, even when I've had all that I can take, I know. Look a little bit brighter,
past holds a little bit tighter.